CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. The Tunisia National Dialogue Quartet, a coalition of civil society organizations, has been awarded this year's Nobel Peace Prize for its role in helping Tunisia's transition to democracy. Announcing the prize, Kasi Kulman, chair of the Nobel Committee, says the group has made a decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy. It established an alternative peaceful political process at a time when the country was on the brink of civil war. The Tunisian Quartet is made up of four organizations: the Tunisian General Labor Union, the Tunisian Confederation of Industry, Trade and Handicrafts, the Tunisian Human Rights League, and the Tunisian Order of Lawyers. The group is among 273 names submitted this year for the Nobel Peace Prize. Xi Jinping, in his role as General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, has forwarded a message of congratulations to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ahead of the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Workers' Party of Korea. In the message, Xi Jinping says the Chinese side is willing to work with North Korea to consolidate the friendship between the two countries, as well as play a positive role in maintaining regional and global peace. Leading CPC official Liu Yunshan is now in Pyongyang to represent the CPC at the ceremonies on Saturday, marking the 70th anniversary of the founding of the Workers' Party of Korea. Liu Yunshan is due to spend 4 days in North Korea. The CPC's discipline arm has unveiled its latest list of officials caught up in the current crackdown on graft and extravagance. The list includes names of nearly 200 officials accused of embezzling of public funds, using public funds for banquets, accepting bribes, and holding lavish banquets, among other violations. Those on the list are mainly low-level officials. They include mostly village chiefs and the heads of local police departments. Punishments range from warnings to outright dismissal from the party. Over 2,000 officials caught up in corruption have been publicly shamed by the CPC's Discipline Inspection Division since 2014. A Japanese official has issued a formal apology after wrongly accusing a Chinese woman of trying to run a scam. The elderly woman was hit by a car while walking in Kyoto. She later settled with the driver. However, an official in Kyoto later issued a statement alleging the woman was running a scam. Isochi Ota, with the Kyoto government, says the statement wasn't issued with the authority of the local government. Additionally, when writing this notice, the official did not verify any fact. The incident has created a stir on the internet in China, which remains a major source of tourism revenues in Japan. Alibaba's cloud computing arm, AliCloud, has opened a second data center in Silicon Valley. The new center is AliCloud's ninth in the world and second in the U.S. The new center will have the same level of services as the existing facility in California. Alibaba's cloud computing centers are meant to try to help clients mostly working in the gaming, multimedia, and mobile internet sectors. U.S. President Barack Obama has put out a new call for immigration reform. Speaking at a meeting of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute, Obama is calling on U.S. lawmakers to take a reasonable approach to the question of immigration. Obama says economists agree that immigration grows the economy, creates jobs, and raises wages for Americans. Hispanic voters in the United States are being viewed as a key demographic both the Democrats and Republicans are hoping to court. Though traditionally a more conservative group, the Hispanic population in the U.S., which numbers around 50 million, has been mostly voting Democrat the past few elections. A series of events meant to mark the 550th anniversary of the creation of the Kazakh Khanate have come to a head this week. While attending in a ceremony marking the anniversary, Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev called on people across the country to embrace his current development strategy. Kazakhstan, home to massive oil and mineral reserves, has been struggling economically over the past year amid the current downturn of commodity prices. The Kazakh Khanate was declared in 1465. Modern-day Kazakhstan became a standalone country following the fall of the Soviet Union in late 1991. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.